All right, so you're heading back to your spots. We invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning. Kids, time for children's time. Emery, Oakland, Willie, Lola. You can run, but you can't hide. Good morning. So good to see you all. Oh, my word. So today is the first day of Advent, right? And so did you notice the sanctuary? We have a little extra purple. Did anybody? Oh, Luce remembered her purple top today. Nice. And so we celebrate Advent with the color purple. And we're going to, everybody's going to get, every family's going to get a little Advent chain, and you're going to get to do a different activity every day. So before you leave today, I make sure Miss Heather gives you one of those. So, okay, let's see how good you guys are at charades. What did I say? Somebody guess. Okay, that was hard, right? So I said the Longhorns did great the other day. Okay, that was. Oh, sorry, Michelle. Sorry. Okay, and then what about this one? Okay, good. Okay, but really I said I'm a robot from outer space. So you guys kind of missed some of it in there. Okay, so the point I'm trying to make is that before Jesus was born, there was a man named Zechariah, and he and his wife had not had a baby, and they wanted a baby, and an angel came and told Zechariah, you're going to have a baby, and he didn't believe him. And he lost his ability to speak. Don't you think it would be hard to not be able to speak? And you had to sign like robot or outer space like that. It would be kind of hard, right, if you couldn't speak. But then as soon as Zechariah had faith that entrusted in God, he was able to speak again. So it was such a special story. And Pastor David's going to be talking about that today. And we're going to talk about that today in Children's Church, too, about how we need to have faith in God and pray and believe and wonderful things are going to happen, right? Okay, let's close our eyes and pray. Dear God, thank you for the miracles you show us every day. Help me to have the heart and faith to see them and to trust in you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we are going to go to the chapel first. So follow Kyle and Miss Amy. We're going straight to the chapel today.